The number three health story of the year is from my October 4th health report. Staying healthy during major floods is a challenge. About a week after Hurricane Helene struck western North Carolina, I heard a timely interview on a Winston-Salem radio station. WFDD's David Ford interviewed Dr. Christopher Ohl, a professor of internal medicine and infectious diseases at the Wake Forest University School of Medicine. The doctor offered some great tips on how to stay healthy during major floods and recommended ways of being prepared for major catastrophic events. We must have water. Here's how water can help keep us healthy. Hydration. Personal hygiene, bathing, and brushing teeth. Washing hands before eating and after going to the bathroom will reduce the risk of getting sick. Food preparation. Washing clothes and dishes. Flushing toilets. And here's what you can do to be ready for a major flood. Stockpile food and water. Stay up to date with vaccination for respiratory illnesses. Have an evacuation plan, like staying with out-of-town friends or relatives. Have strong mental health services available. The mental health impact after floods may be the biggest health problem in the long run, because it may last longer than other health problems. Natural disasters like floods can cause someone to feel helpless, grief-stricken, and anxious. Grief reactions can occur from personal loss. Post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD, is associated with the trauma following a major catastrophe. Anxiety and panic attacks can occur, as can depression and suicide.